Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Hello, welcome back to the Thriving Through Cancer podcast. And I'm so happy you're here. And I have a real special guest with me today. This is my sweet son, Kicker Paul Johnson, who really is the inspiration behind this whole thing, this whole movement called Thriving Through Cancer. And so I will tell you, it took some arm pulling and bribing and paying and all the things to get him to come on here. He's not super thrilled. Remember I told you I'd pay you. If you could only see him right now, you would be laughing because he's like slouched or slumped over the stool next to the microphone and just not excited. But I know that he has some really cool things to share. I told him we're going to have a casual conversation and just have the opportunity to educate and empower you even more as you thrive through cancer. So just a reminder before we get started, you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well and you can thrive through cancer. All right, Kicker, I need you to say hi. This isn't going to be a one-way conversation. So tell us a little bit about you. How old are you?
11.
All right. And what are some things that you like to do? Like, tell us a little bit about what you like to do these days.
Ski, mountain bike, and go to the river.
And you've picked up a new sport recently.
Oh, basketball.
You're pretty good at it, too. He started playing basketball, and actually, I didn't tell you this. I had a dream last night. Did I tell you I had a dream about who's the guy on the Warriors that you talk about a lot?
I don't talk about him, but Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. I had a dream last night. I didn't tell you this, that I was at some event with Steph Curry, and Kicker was there, and Steph Curry pulled you aside and said, hey, I got to see your dribbling skills, and then I woke up. It was such a random dream. So you're into skiing, you're into going to the river. He likes to boogie board the river wave, jujitsu, and basketball. What grade are you going into, Kicker?
6.
Are you excited about this year?
Yeah, kind of.
So our school starts in about a week, and he's already starting homework. I'm actually impressed with how excited you seem to be about school. You're already like motivated and...
I just don't want to do grammar.
Why don't you like grammar?
All this stuff, it doesn't really, like, I don't feel like you need to use it.
Grammar?
Yeah, like, I get, like, the dress-ups and everything, but then it's, like, classifying sentences with all, like, the random stuff.
That's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah.
I think it'll pay off in the long run. Some of you classical education people that are listening can appreciate that he's in classical education, so a lot of that is super helpful foundationally. So, Kicker, the people listening to this podcast, a lot of them are either fighting cancer themselves right now. Maybe they have a loved one, a family member, or a friend fighting cancer, or they're just trying to learn how to keep healthy and maybe how to avoid getting a cancer diagnosis. So, I wanted you to share a little bit about what you remember. And so one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what is like the first memory that comes to mind when you think about when you were thriving through cancer?
I remember, like, after we'd do shots or before or whatever, you would give me, like, snacks, and then I had my little, like, tech deck ramp thing that I'd play with. And I remember sitting in the bed eating, like, seaweed and stuff.
Yeah. So one of the snacks, this was, I don't know if you remember this, Kicker, but within the first like week he was diagnosed, we had a dear friend who happened to be a cookbook author and a great cook. And he brought in homemade chicken liver pate. Do you remember that?
I remember the pate.
Yeah. And plantain chips. And Kicker was barely 3 years old and he was just digging through that. So you've always liked snacks. Mm-hmm. That's always been your favorite. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No.
What was something that you remember that you did not like going through cancer? What was like the hardest part for you?
I didn't like the shots.
Yeah. You did not like the shots the whole time. We thought for sure you'd get used to it, but 3.5 years into it, every time they had to access his port, he was not a happy camper. Do you remember there was a change? I remember it, but I'm curious if you do. There was something that changed that actually made it a little easier for you. Do you remember what that was?
Like when I would go and I'd like fight back when that like one guy would do the shots and he said it was like fine. So they would switch me to like a different room. I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Do you remember me using something on you that helped calm you down a little bit?
Oils.
Yeah. I remember one time this, so we had been probably going through it about, I don't know, 6 months, and somebody suggested, hey, where are you going? You can't leave the interview. Somebody had suggested that I use a specific blend of essential oils on him. And so I did. He's unwrapping a ginger drop right now. So the blend of oils I used on him and I put it on the back of his neck was Serenity, Balance, Vetiver, and Helichrysum, and Wild Orange. And I put this on his back before his appointments, and I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember this, buddy, but he'd always get really anxious and worked up going into the doctors because he knew what was coming. But this particular appointment, the first time I did this, you were way less anxious. Do you remember that at all?
No.
No?
I remember liking like the times that I had to like we went to get a shot, but they would put me to sleep first. I liked those ones just because I didn't have to like actually do it.
Yeah, you did. You did. You called it the nap doctor or the nap appointments?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was something like that. And they would put you to sleep. So is there anything that when you think about going through cancer that you remember was happy or helpful? What are some happy or helpful thoughts that come to mind or memories when you were going through cancer? It could be anything. Like you told us already, the tech deck, I remember you playing with your toys in the bed, but even when we were home and you weren't in the hospital anymore and you were still getting treatment.
It like didn't hurt or anything. And I would still be able to like run around and play with Sayla.
Yeah. He felt so well. You felt so well during treatment.
Yeah.
That was something that's why we started what we do, because he truly thrived. Like he was a healthy kid and was able to do all the things. Was there a particular doctor that you really liked to go visit when you were fighting cancer?
Dr. Marino.
Yeah, Dr. Marino. He was our special doctor he's an osteopathic physician that we'd go to. And when we'd go see him, we'd go to him for detox and for immune support. And oh man, Kicker just loved it. It was like the doctor that he knew he'd go visit that wouldn't poke him or hurt him, but it would only help heal you. Was there anybody else you liked to visit when you were going through treatment?
You.
Yeah. Yes. He slept in our bed a lot during those 3.5 years. You would. You'd visit me in the middle of the night. You'd come get in bed. What was your favorite food that you would eat, that you learned to eat because it was healthy, that you were maybe surprised that you ended up liking so much?
I don't really know. Maybe coconut.
You ate a lot of coconut. That's right.
But I don't really eat it anymore.
Yeah, you don't. He used to eat shredded. We'd buy organic shredded unsweetened coconut flakes, and he would just mow on those. Super good for you because they're high in fat. and they help kind of curb a sugar craving. What are some other foods that you enjoyed eating?
Well, in the hospital, I always remember eating like seaweed, coconut, and just like other things like the pâté.
Pâté. Do you remember green
banana
juice?
Chips. Yeah.
We'd always get a green juice from Whole Foods. Broth.
Mm-hmm.
You've recently started drinking broth again.
Yeah.
And, okay, we have to tell them this story. Remember the eggs, how you used to like your eggs and how you used to call them? Do you remember?
No.
Okay,
no.
So Kicker loved eggs, but you guys are going to think this is so funny. He loved raw egg yolks. And, of course, I was getting organic pasture eggs from a farm that we knew, and they were totally safe and healthy and all the things. But he would ask, he'd call them, do you remember what you called them?
No.
Rotten eggs is how he said it. You remember that?
Yeah.
He'd say, Mom, can I have my rotten eggs? And that's what he called raw egg yolks. And so we'd crack like three eggs, separate the white. Of course, you don't want to eat the white raw. Put them in a bowl, add some sea salt, and he would just dig into it and loved it. But it was super healthy. It was a good source of vitamin A, all the fat-soluble vitamins, good protein.
Yeah, because I also like my eggs runny still.
Yeah, you do like your eggs runny. The less cooked, the better with a lot of animal products, just because you still are enjoying a lot of the nutrients. Now, poultry is the one thing I would say to, you know, you don't want to eat raw poultry. And pork, of course, we're not big fans of pork. We don't recommend pork. It's not super healthy. But with raw meat, lamb, eggs, egg yolks, to have them a little bit less cooked is great. What was one of the things that you really were frustrated about, like that maybe you couldn't do or couldn't eat when you were going through cancer? Was there anything that you wish you could have done more of or that we wouldn't let you do?
No, not that I remember.
I mean, you pretty much were able to do everything your sister did.
Yeah.
We would. Do you remember when we go to a birthday party or go somewhere where they were serving sugar? What would we do instead?
Give me something else.
We'd always bring something, right?
Yeah. But I remember like a few times at the doctor's when they had like the little lollipops like that give to you when you're done, you let me have those.
Yeah, there was one doctor that gave the good ones that had the like organic ones. And we'd always make sure to bring. That's one thing that I would encourage you to do is always bring healthy, sweet options when you're going somewhere like the doctor where they might give them to you or a birthday party. Because if you have something, instead of just saying, no, you can't have it, what if you said, you can't have that one because it has food coloring or sugar and that's not going to help you feel good. But guess what? You can have this one because it doesn't have food coloring and it has a healthy sugar and it's going to be okay. So that's a good tip. What would you say was something that helped you be as strong as you are today? Was there something that when you were fighting cancer or even after that has helped you be really strong?
Dad.
Yeah. What did Dad tell you? He teaches you there's a difference between strong and, do you remember?
Tough.
Yes. So yeah. Can you tell them what that is?
No.
You don't remember?
No, I remember, but I don't want to.
Can you tell him?
No.
Okay, tell me and then I'll tell him.
No.
No? Okay, well, if Daddy was here, he would. But he always told Kicker that there's a difference between being strong and tough. And what was the better option? Was it tough or strong?
Tough.
Yeah, it was. You don't want to tell him?
No.
Come on, it could help somebody who's listening right now.
Mm-mm.
No? Basically, tough is like being mentally tough and physically tough. And that is so important, right? Rather than just being strong physically. So he always would encourage Kicker and say, you are so tough and you're strong, but more importantly, you're tough mentally. Was there anything that helped you when you were sad or frustrated? Did you have like a prayer or a Bible verse or a song or something that helped you when you maybe weren't feeling very good or you were kind of down in the dumps?
No.
How about just snuggling with your mom?
No.
Oh, whatever. That's the 11-year-old talking. You liked music. Did you like Christian music, worship music?
I did.
Yeah.
Music.
Mm-hmm. You used to really like when we play music.
Food.
Food always helps, yes. We're starting to lose him. He's starting to wander in my office. Okay, buddy, before I let you go, he's doing push-ups. Oh my gosh, if you could see right now, you guys, he's literally doing push-ups. The kid is crazy. So Kicker, I would love for you, if somebody's listening right now and they are fighting cancer, maybe they're an adult, maybe they're a grandma, maybe they're a little kid, maybe they're a mom. What would be, come over here so they can hear you. What would be something you would tell them? It could be funny. It could be anything you want to tell them. But if somebody is fighting cancer, what would you tell them?
I don't know.
I see it. He has a very sweet grin on his face. Anything. You could tell him anything.
I don't know.
You don't know what you would tell him?
Mm-mm.
How about something encouraging?
I don't know.
You can't think of one thing to tell somebody?
No.
Really?
What? What?
I'm just waiting for you to say something.
Nothing.
I'm going to cut all of that out. So if you want to think of something that you can just tell somebody that would encourage them.
I don't know.
What would be something you would want to hear? Okay. Are you done?
Well, I don't know.
How about it's going to be okay, or you're stronger than you know, or just something encouraging. Or listen to my mom. She knows best. You know, anything like that. It could be funny. It doesn't have to be super serious.
Okay.
Okay. Say it right here.
Listen to my mom.
That would be what you'd tell him. Listen to me, because I know it's best.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I love that. Well, thanks, buddy. I know that this was hard for you, because you and your daddy do not like to talk in front of people, or you don't want attention, but I appreciate you. I love you so much, and you actually inspire a lot of people. I'm just following you, dude. I'm just using your powerful story to help other people. So thank you for being on here. And thank you guys for listening. I can't promise you'll hear from him again, because he doesn't love this kind of stuff. But just know that he is the inspiration behind all of this. Hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. And we'll see you next time. Did you know that every time your blood sugar spikes, you age? Wait, what? I know, that's exactly what I thought. But I don't even mean just a gray hair pops out. I mean your cells actually age. Like, you are aging at the cellular level every time your blood sugar spikes. There's actually been a lot of hype around the word metabolic health. What does it really mean? Is it that important? I mean, my metabolism seems fine already. Well, metabolic health means far more than just your metabolism. Good metabolic health means your body can digest and absorb nutrients from food with healthy, stable levels of blood sugar, blood fat, and insulin. And fluctuations in these levels are natural, but it's important to avoid big spikes because that contributes to unfavorable long-term health. In fact, the quality of your metabolic health will determine the quality of your sleep, your weight, your mood, your energy, your clarity, your stress, and what we talk a lot about here, your immune system function. But have you heard the news? MetaPower is a brand new metabolic line that optimizes the metabolism of macronutrients for metabolic activity. Many of us have had access to this line during the pilot period, and holy cow, I wish I could share all of the incredible results and testimonies that we've each experienced, but I want you to try it for yourself. It's now available to the public to purchase, and you can get a 30-day trial of the entire MetaPower system for only $179. So here's what you need to do. Go to bit.ly bit.ly/metathrive. That's bit.ly/METATHRIVE. bit.ly/metathrive. Oh, and by the way, if you do, keep an eye on your mailbox for an extra little gift from yours truly.